Fighting Poverty to Build Peace, that is the title of Pope Benedict XVI's message for this year's World Day of Peace, celebrated on January 1st. The message was presented to journalists today here at the Vatican by Cardinal Renato Raffaele Martino of the Council for Justice and Peace. In 15 paragraphs, Pope Benedict looks at the root causes of poverty in today's world and at the steps that must be taken to help the poor help themselves, Chris Altieri reports.
The message of Pope Benedict XVI calls on every person of goodwill to expand their hearts to meet the needs of the poor. The message makes it clear, however, that supplying needs is never merely a matter of giving handouts.
It cannot be denied that policies which place too much emphasis on assistance underlie many of the failures in providing aid to poor countries. Investing in the formation of people and developing a specific and well-integrated culture of enterprise would seem at present to be the right approach in the medium and long term.
The Holy Father goes on to call for the fostering of cooperative strategies.
The fight against poverty requires cooperation, both on the economic level and on the legal level, so as to allow the international community, and especially poorer countries, to identify and implement coordinated strategies to deal with the problems discussed, thereby providing an effective legal framework for the economy.
If the Pope's message for the 2009 World Day of Peace stresses the need for practical thinking, it also emphasizes the primacy of the human person and of the human community over the systems of production and exchange in which people participate.
If the poor are to be given priority, then there has to be enough room for an ethical approach to economics on the part of those active in the international market, an ethical approach to politics on the part of those in public office, and an ethical approach to participation capable of harnessing the contributions of civil society at local and international levels. The history of 20th century economic development teaches us that good development policies depend for their effectiveness on responsible implementation by human agents and on the creation of positive partnerships between markets, civil society, and states.